Listen to this roster report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. The snow has melted here at Gillette Stadium on Friday, March 23rd. It is gorgeous out. And we have Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale for you, discussing all the latest moves on the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Lori. Time for another roster report here at Gillette Stadium. A lot of minor moves this week, guys. Nothing that we got at the beginning of free agency when we're making waves, making headlines all over the NFL. But a couple of things that might not necessarily seem like important moves. I would say most notably Mike Wright. Let's run them down here. We have some exclusive rights free agents, some restricted free agents that have agreed to their tenders. We'll start off with Bam Childress. He's not going anywhere. He was an exclusive rights guy. But also Mike Wright. I'm trying to think. Rashad Baker. Who are the other guys here? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
Something Kowski.
Gene Merchkowski. Corey Mays.
Yep. Corey Mays.
So that's basically the extent of the players that were here last year coming back.
Bookkeeping moves. I mean, okay. They knew they were coming back.
Right. None of them really had any marketability. Merchkowski who was the other one that was a restricted free agent? Merchkowski was a restricted free agent. Oh, Baker.
Right.
They were the two restricted. The other guys were exclusive rights, so they couldn't go anywhere. But
as restricted free agents, there were guys that any team could have had the middle of last season if they wanted them.
This is my long way, as I normally do. I always take more words to get to my point than I need to. Here's my question for you guys before we get into any other roster moves. Does a guy like Corey Mays or any of the other younger linebackers have a chance to make that progression to be part of a rotation, right? We're talking about the lack of depth at linebacker. I'm not talking about starters. I'm talking about guys that you can rely on if someone goes down. Is Corey Mays, Eric Alexander, are these guys in that mix at all?
The one guy I'm kind of interested in is Peter Woods, only because I don't think Lloyd Carr can coach and his doghouse is as big as, you can get in his doghouse so easily. So maybe this is a guy who has some talent who just didn't fit in well with Michigan. And he can do some things for the Patriots. Corey Mays, I think he probably tops out as a practice squad guy. I don't see him having the speed really at inside linebacker, maybe a decent special teams player. But how long? I mean, there's only a couple Larry Izzos.
I would say Alexander, just because obviously he played at the end of last year. We've seen him productive in two preseasons. I would say this is the year where he either needs to show that, yeah, he can be a realistic backup, rotation, whatever kind of guy, or maybe he's a career special team. I think it's sort of a make-or-break preseason/season for Eric Alexander. I don't think any of the other two, especially with the depth they have. Now, if you talk about emergencies, who knows what happens if three guys get hurt. But right now, I don't see really any of them in the mix.
But I know it was because of lack of depth, but don't you think it was interesting that Woods was active for most of the season last year? I mean, I know he didn't play a lot, but maybe that's a guy Bill thinks if he can keep around here for a couple of years.
Could be. That's what I think. He is a couple years. I don't think this.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think he's going to make a huge impact this year, but maybe a year or two down the road.
Also, a different position.
Right.
Even though they're both linebackers, they don't play the same spot. So, like Andy said, mostly bookkeeping measures with some of these young guys, keeping them around. Not a surprise whatsoever. One of the local reports even called them expected moves. Well, that was really the only move because there wasn't a whole lot of when you're an exclusive rights free agency, is exactly what the word says. You can't go anywhere.
The rights are exclusively New England's.
The other move that they made, another minor free agent signing, certainly not putting him in the group of the first five, Eddie Jackson, cornerback, most recently of the Miami Dolphins. No doubt Nick Saban had a little something to do with this one because the guy's coming off a torn ACL that he suffered on Christmas Day. He's probably not expected to even be ready to go until probably into the season, maybe even into October.
Yeah, no chance. I mean, I would say no chance just because he's coming. He's a roster bubble type guy anyway. And then to come into a place and try to win a job while coming off an ACL, I would assume he's a PUP guy who down the road, when you need Ray Mickens in the middle of the year, well, maybe Eddie Jackson's ready to come off of PUP and help you on special teams, be a backup, corner defensive back. But yeah, I would assume there was a good letter of recommendation from Nick Saban on him.
Yeah, I would agree. That's probably what happened, where he was saying this guy isn't going to be ready to start the year, but maybe once you get into November and December, if you need depth in the secondary, he can play for you,
right.
And that's most likely why they signed him.
Yeah, he's been mostly a special teams guy. He does have a couple of starts under his belt, though. I thought it was interesting that he was a restricted free agent with Miami, and Miami chose not to offer him a tender, which basically never happens.
Right.
Generally, restricted free agents, even if you don't have any use for them, you give them the low tender.
Right.
And keep them around, at least make someone sign an offer sheet for them.
Could be one of those things, though, just a change of administration and just kind of gets lost
in the
guy's shuffle. Hurt.
The guy's hurt. He's not available, and he's never done anything for my regime, so
right.
We'll let him go. I agree with these guys, though. I think come November or December, when you've lost a couple of cornerbacks to IR, you know, maybe he's a guy that could possibly emerge and be a part of the pitcher on both on special teams and in the secondary. So not a whole lot of major moves this week.
But one thing I do want to add, it's not a move, but this is the roster report looking ahead at the roster.
Yes.
The rumor of Edgerton Hartwell, inside linebacker, continues to sort of be in the media. Bert Breer from Metro West Daily News has been sort of at the forefront of, you know, that and chasing down that story, if there is a story. And we've talked about it on PFW in Progress a little bit, but Hartwell's a guy I fell in love with a couple years ago when he was a prime free agent coming out of Baltimore, ended up in Atlanta with a big deal, had the torn Achilles, had some, you know, knee injuries since, was released, and by all accounts is looking for a prove-it, quote-unquote, type contract, low money where he gets a chance to play and sort of increases value moving forward.
Right. I was actually going to bring up Hartwell in addition to the report that you guys are telling me about today that Al Wilson – longtime Denver Bronco, very impressive, especially against the Patriots. We laud his play every time, it seems, the Patriots play against the Broncos. There's reports out of Denver now that he wants out. He could be on the block. And, of course, wasting no time with that, some of our loyal listeners have chimed in already. And, of course, Fred Kirsch thinks that's the final piece to the Super Bowl puzzle. Al Wilson, any possibilities of this happening? What can you guys tell me about the reports in Denver? Because I'm not really all that familiar with them.
Well, I've always loved Wilson. I thought they should have drafted him instead of Katzenmoyer. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But I think he's a great football player.
What? Even back then, Tom knew it all.
Quite the braggart.
Katzenmoyer never impressed me. I thought he was too stupid.
I don't know.
That reminds me of you.
I love the way Wilson plays with that mean streak. I mean, he's always around the football. You can't possibly get any worse if you sign a guy like that. So I'm all for it.
Well, it's interesting. You now have two Pro Bowl linebackers, you know, potentially on the trading block with Briggs and Wilson. And, you know, Patriots have two first-round picks. And I think that's why automatically people like Peter King and Drew Rosenhaus link the Patriots to any of those trade talks because of maybe the need for another linebacker and they have the chips to get it done if they wanted to.
Yeah, the two first-round picks is big. Now, remember when Andy was bashing that Deion Branch thing? See, now...
Wow.
You see, now it actually helps the team because they got extra ammunition.
I was the one who said it did help the team. It's funny how your memory changes over time.
I'm getting older. But now they do have that kind of ammunition and they can, why is he available to begin with?
Asking you guys because I didn't see the actual report. I just heard that he's possibly available. We did get a couple of emails today. Web radio emails talking about the possibility of getting him. That's generally what happens. Anytime there's a name out there, I'm assuming the David Patton emails will be following suit. No. So anyway, linebacker depth, and that's why I wanted to bring up the thing with Corey Mays, made me think of it, and I'm glad Andy brought up Hartwell, and we could get into Wilson. So a lot of minor moves this week as the roster continues to take shape, but, again, Eddie Jackson, cornerback, played with Miami, I believe, in Carolina as well, but most recently with Miami. He was an unrestricted guy. He was on the street, so they brought him in. And then just some bookkeeping measures, Bam Childress, Corey Mays, Gene Merchkowski, Rashad Baker, they're all coming back. Mike Wright, those five will be back. They really didn't have a whole lot of flexibility to begin with anyway. We're going to put short and sweet this week. We'll put a wrap on the Patriots roster report. We'll be back next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest news. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!